Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Guarantee. Lock outright of the week. Oklahoma Sooners take down the Crimson Tide. Clip it up in the back room, baby, and have it ready for next week when I'm tap dancing on Nikki K's Greek grave and throwing some feta all over. Sooners outright.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, that's the voice of our guest at this time, pro sports bettor, Joey Kanish, who you couldn't even win until the body was called. You know, it's like when you lose a bet. It's like, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you know, we've all. I lost like 8 bets last night. It's not like it's a unique feeling. You bet as much as like we do and always bet responsibly, obviously. Yeah, it's like you've got to become numb to it a little bit, right? As long as you bet responsibly. Literally, like, I don't even think triple zeros on the clock. Text from Kanish, boomer, play the clip. Well, we did play the clip. And that was one of the things that Joey Kanish said last week here on You Better You Bet. The other thing of note that Joey Kanish said, Jake, was this.
Oh.
So after the game ended with Oklahoma and Alabama, and I laid 6 with the Crimson Tide, and I'm feeling great about it, man. Hell, let's go Alabama. I lose my bet, and as I'm sitting there thinking about the money that I've lost, and I get that text from Joey Kanish, the way that I feel, if you could express it in audio form, would be...
Oh!
We have a lot of games and a lot of things to talk about, so we'll cut this bit a little short, and welcome to the show, our friend Joey Kanish on Twitter, JoeyKanish22 of The Hammer. Hit the Books is the show with Brad Powers, the college football betting show, YouTube, and search Hit the Books wherever you find your podcast. My friend, congratulations on the dub last week with Oklahoma. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Gentlemen, place I'd rather be on a football Thursday than back with you, Muggs. And you know, hey, as a man of class, as a man of dignity, I don't like to take a victory lap. I like to call, you know, great. What am I talking about? I told you it was going to be a boomer, and I got it today. To be back. And we'll get another one.
And as a man of class and a man of integrity, I would kindly ask that you please hold the phone to your ear for this interview and not do it on speaker. Can you do that for us? Because it sounds terrible. Just like, thank you. Love you. How are you feeling about everything this week, Kanish, heading into the weekend after this latest batch of college football playoff rankings? Anything tickling your fancy off those rankings? No one said to mute your phone, just like, can you take it off speaker? You can put it back on speaker. We can't hear you.
Oh, you got me now? There we go.
Yes, we have
now,
you.
Now,
yes.
Oh, that's a smooth transition. But hey, I tell you what, there's going to be a little bit of interest here, you know, in the last week. I tell you, there's a couple of things that could go like chaos scenarios is what you would call it here. And one of them would be Michigan beating Ohio State, right? Which I know both of a couple of members of this show and then the guy on the phone would really love. But that, you know, you've kind of got your, you know, your Notre Dame, Utah, your team, like your at-large teams that are, you know, right on the fringe there. But if there's a couple of chaos scenarios where a couple of teams at the top maybe take a loss and you have to take an extra SEC team. Or, you know, if Michigan gets in, you're going to have to take them. Can Miami still get in? There's the, like, a lot of different, you know, what I'll call, I would love to see it, chaos scenarios here down the stretch where you're going to make, you might end up having maybe 3, 4, 5 teams, and then some, but, you know, some blue blood, some big name might be getting left out of that equation. That's not going to be too happy. So I'm excited to see it. You know, one of the things when they went from 4 to 12, I was like, oh, you know, the team that's getting clipped. The way it's lining up now, I'm excited to see how this plays out, and just excited for the chaos, excited for the fan base that's going to be left out, that's going to absolutely watch. You know, the Florida State of a few years ago where they get left out. So, yeah, let's see it. Let's get rolling to the end of the season.
Well, what do you think is the most realistic chaos scenario that's going to happen? Because you mentioned blue bloods or Kanish that like might get left out on the cutting room floor. Which one do you think is the blue blood that should be sweating the most heading into these final couple weeks of the regular season? And, of course, conference championship Saturday the week after.
Well, you know, if you're a Roll Tide fan, it might get a little sweaty here down the stretch. One, you've got a couple of games that obviously aren't layups that you got to win, where last week you're going into that Oklahoma game thinking, you know, we win, we're in a great position no matter what. Now, I mean, you're going to be stacked up there where, you know, it's funny, in a week, how everything can change in a week, where Alabama's, you know, top four looking that, and now you drop one of these games and go to 9-3, I don't know if you're getting in. And even at, you know, like a couple of the other records, I mean, if you've got the head-to-head loss versus Oklahoma, you know, you've got Ole Miss now, like ahead of you. Like, you've got Georgia. You've got the SEC championship game loser that'll be ahead of you no matter what. They're kind of on the front. You've got the story of the century in Vandy. If they can win out, Alabama's the team where I think if they drop one, they're out. Like, they're out. And even at 10-2, depending how the rest of the teams finish, even at 10-2, they're still not what I would call a guarantee in. So in all that, everything that can change in 1 week is it's gone from, you know, like Bama's going to win the SEC to could they be on the verge of missing the playoff?
Yeah, Bama right now -250 to make it, +200 to miss over at BetMGM. All right, let's talk about the games that will impact what this college football playoff picture looks like here in a couple of weeks. How about the game out in Eugene in the Big Ten, Kanish? USC and Oregon, we're at BetMGM. The 10 is gone. We're now down to 9.5. The Ducks favored against the Trojans, total 59.5. Should Oregon be on upset alert against Lincoln Riley, Jaden Maiava, and the Trojans?
Yeah, no, this is one I like that. And there's still, I know, not at MGM, but a couple shops out there sold the 10. I'm in on 10. 10 was my buy price. I'm in on 10. Actually took some 10.5 early in the week. I still like it at 10. To me, I can't get to a 10-point game between these teams. Maiava, and I know USC, again, the defense not overly impressive. It may not be, you know, as physical as a team you would want to go in. I just haven't been, you know, totally impressed with the full Oregon body of work. I know they've gone in and, you know, they've taken care of business against Penn State. They get the gutty win versus Iowa, but neither of those performances make me want to just lay this bigger double digit number. Again, same thing, you know, for the majority of the year, this on any type of game of year, look ahead, you know, it started 4, 4.5, 6, 6.5, 7. Now 10, to me, I think if you're buying Oregon here, you're buying the absolute peak of what this number could realistically be. I like 10. I like USC, and you know what? Oregon hasn't seen a lot of offenses this year. I would say they haven't seen any offenses this year, like with the potency of a USC to go toe to toe with them. They've been able to slog out, and they've kind of, you know, it's funny the maturation of Oregon turning into a Big Ten team where, you know, they beat up on some of the lower ranked teams, but then in the games where they've had to go against some, you know, they slogged out versus Penn State, they slogged out versus Iowa, they slogged out versus Northwestern. Now you're going against an offense that the only offense that even comparable would be Indiana, and they lost that game at home. A USC offense that I think has an even more pop, and I'm getting 10. I think this game could be pretty interesting on Saturday. I like the +10. I like it a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, BetMGM Network, chatting with our friend pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, dancing on my Greek grave, sprinkling feta on it. Honestly, worse ways to go out. Hit the books as his show, YouTube, and in podcast form, College Football Betting with our friend Brad Powers. Kanish, last week, you won with Oklahoma. This week, I think they might lose to Missouri. Sooners a 7.5-point favorite. What are you hearing on Mizzou quarterback Bo Prabula? What do you like in this game? Is Oklahoma on upset alert against Mizzou?
You know what? I tell you what. We might have been head-to-head last week. But let's look at last week's game. If I'm looking objective, if I'm getting past, you know, throwing the feta in your face and dancing around, and once I'm done with, you know, my little shimmy shake and all that, if you look at post-game win, if you look at the box score, should Oklahoma have won that game? No, they should not. They should not have won that game. Yeah, extremely fortunate. It's an offense that I think is broken at a number of levels. I mean, John Mateer was not good. Even up front, where they've struggled a lot of the year, I didn't think they'd have as much struggles with Bama. It's a Mizzou defense that has no issues up front. And it's a Missouri team where, whether it's Zollers, who hasn't been great, or if you can get Prabula back, I haven't heard anything officially. I think, don't get me wrong, like, to me, you're Missouri, this is a season on the line type of game here for pretty much everything, where if he can go at all, you get him in that. But regardless of who's playing quarterback for Missouri, it's just not an Oklahoma offense and team that I want to let. And again, last week, when you're getting points, when you're going on the road with a good defense, when you're playing more about, you know, a higher total game, that to me says like a little bit more variance. This game, low total, Missouri knows how to slog it. Oklahoma's offense is not playing very well. Over a touchdown, I love it, and I agree with you. I would not be shocked if this is a Missouri upset. Don't get me wrong. No matter, I don't love the quarterback play, but every other facet of Missouri's team, defense, running game, has been very solid week after week in SEC play. Give me the 7.5. Give me the 8. Give me that. And you know what? A little bit of sprinkle there. I like that because I think Missouri is live in this one.
Kanish, I know you love Nicky Narrative. You want to take me take a stroll with me down Narrative Street?
Oh, I we're hand in hand around Central Park. Take me down.
Oh, we're getting in the horse carriage. Yeah, it's going to be all real romantic, like, until I tell you what the bet is. So you're Michigan Wolverines. Yeah, you said a couple really questionable things there. We'll gloss over it. Michigan is a 2-touchdown road favorite at Maryland this weekend. Now, you know, sometimes on this show, we like to mock people that say things like look-ahead spot. But I'll tell you, if there were ever a look-ahead spot, Kanish, it's this one with Ohio State on deck. Tell me and the audience why we should all not be betting Maryland in this game plus the 14, catching Michigan off guard ahead of the big game next week against Ohio State.
You know, so early in the week, I probably wouldn't have got in that carriage with you. When it was 11.5, 12.5, even a 13, I would have said, you know, go on down. I'll catch up with you later. We'll grab coffee. Now you got me in there. You know, now I'm stepping in the carriage and, you know, you're riding around, joyriding. I'm with you. I think this number has gotten to the point. I didn't expect to have a play on this game. I never thought we'd see a 14. And to me, I'm with you on Maryland. It's a Michigan team that just has been flat out terrible on the road for the majority of the year here. And you know what? You want to say look ahead spot. I tend to agree with you. Where, like, this is one you just want to get. They've had some injuries. They've been pretty beat up. You just want to get through this game healthy and get to Ohio State with whatever measure to get. And I got to tell you, this offense, the way they've game planned, the way they've done it, it just hasn't been. I know Bryce Underwood had a nice game last week, even though the final score was a little closer than that. For the most part of the season, he hasn't been great on the road, and it's not an offense that I trust to lay two touchdowns here against a Maryland team that, I think for a lot of the year probably stinks. They're probably a little overvalued. But now getting upwards of two touchdowns, there's even, the way this is looking at the board, I think there's a couple 14.5s out there. A lot of the market-leading books are about to go 14.5. This is one, especially at that number, you get 14 across there. I'm with you. Let's take a ride for an ugly game in College Park, and Michigan gets through for the game of the century next week.
My my reaction when Joey Kanish asked me to, quote, take him down in the carriage.
Oh.
Let's close with this, my friend. A minute to go. Anything for you in either Georgia Tech, Pitt, or BYU Cincinnati? 60 seconds.
I'm gone. The BYU fraudulent here. I'm done with it. I know they've been playing well for the majority of the season. Give me Cincy. They've been down a few weeks. Come up big. Cincy outright at home. I think they get BYU here. And I'll give you a little bonus one. James Madison, lay it, the 13.5. Wazoo, season's over. Traveling across the country. James Madison needs style points. They put 50 on App State last week. They're going to absolutely take Wazoo and put him in the blender this week. I laid it. I think they beat him large. James Madison for one. And, I'm with you on Cincy there. Can take it, end this BYU fraudulence.
Kanish, we have like 15 seconds left. Do you have a random bet or another college football bet that you like?
I got tonight WNCAA women's college, baby. Evansville, the lady, I don't even know where Evansville, the Lady Evans, that's not that, it's something else, but the Lady Evans plus 8.5 tonight. No team in Evansville, the city of Indiana, messes with the Purple Aces, the Lady Aces, the Lady Purple Aces. They're wearing purple for a reason. It's because they're winning outright tonight, but we'll take the plus 8.5.
They're wearing purple for a reason because they're winning outright. Makes absolutely no sense, and yet was absolutely awesome. At Joey Kanish 22 on Twitter, Hit the Books is the name of the show. My friend, good luck with the bets. We'll catch up with you next week before Thanksgiving.
Gentlemen, I'll see you in the carriage before Thanksgiving.
Joey Kanish joining us here on the show. We take you to break with this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.